This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Already in the third hour.
Mainstream media. Government cover.
You want answers?
You want answers? Well, so does he.
All right,
he's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Peter's got to go here in about 4 or 5 minutes. We're going to try to jam in these calls as quickly as possible. Peter in Washington, did Peter Schiff answer your question? He got cut off by the break. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, he basically answered it. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir, for calling. Sorry I'm rude running through people quick, but I waited to go to calls. I apologize. Rob in Vancouver, do you have a question for Peter Schiff?
Yeah, hey, Peter, I've met you a couple times in mining conferences. What's your thoughts on junior mining? $1,000 gold, these guys really don't exist, and you seem like you're a big fan. Any thoughts? Will there be a trigger here? That's the question. Thanks.
Yeah, well, you know, gold, they have a hard time at $1,140 gold, too. And of course, you know, there's no money to fund exploration. So those companies have had terrible, terrible problems in the last several years. I don't know how much worse it's going to get, but I do believe that ultimately it's going to end up being a bonanza for the guys that remain. And, of course, we've invested such a little amount in exploration and development projects over the years that when gold prices take off, it's going to be a long time before the extra supply comes on stream. So I think it's going to be very good for the ones that survive. And of course, you know, we've been buying mainly the major mining companies that are well positioned to ride this bear market out and to really profit when both the gold price and the sentiment around the future gold price turns.
All right, great question. Thank you, Rob in Vancouver. Let's go to Aaron in Washington, D.C. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Mr. Schiff, all of your Europac funds are losing double-digit in one-year rate of returns, with your precious metal gold fund losing negative 44.48% according to Bloomberg this morning. How do you account for this sort of losses that you're being touted as some sort of an accurate expert?
Well, he's had huge profits before, and he says they're riding out a bear market. I mean, I'm answering his question for him.
Yeah, so the funds that we manage are down along with all of the foreign markets. I mean, our gold fund is faring about the same, maybe a little bit better than your typical gold fund during this period of time. I mean, gold stocks have gone down dramatically. We are not short-term investors. We're positioning ourselves for the long run. I'm not trying to be a short-term market timer, nor do I claim to be one.
You answered his question before he went to him. You were just talking about that, about this is a long-term deal.
And many of our funds, you know, if you compare them to our benchmarks, we are doing very well relative to the benchmarks that we compete with. It's just that we are working in a strong dollar environment. When I invest in foreign markets, I'm investing in foreign currencies. Look, I have a company in Canada, Euro-Pacific Canada, and those clients are making money on the same stocks that my American clients are losing money in because they're measuring their stocks in Canadian dollars, and there they're going up. And my American clients are measuring in U.S. dollars where they're going
down. Sure. Well, where you've really been right is predicting this downturn accurately. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
You know, we had a bubble. My clients were all losing money between 1996 and 2000 during the dot-com bubble and the dollar bubble. I was positioning myself for the aftermath of that bubble. The returns that my clients made were from 2001 to 2008. And the returns dwarf the losses. And basically all the stocks that I owned that were going down when the dollar was going up, they all skyrocketed when the dollar went down.
Sure, that's how you generated billions of dollars. Real quick.
Yeah, and I think the money that we're losing now is a down payment on the profits that we're going to make. And I think it's an opportunity. Many of my clients, of course, will simply add to their accounts to take advantage of the fact that their foreign stocks have gone down because the dollar's gone up. And it's a great opportunity for people to come on board who haven't had accounts with me before to buy into the foreign markets while the dollar gives them a great entry point, because this dollar strength is not going to last. I think it's a bubble that's going to pop, and I think, you know, those losses are going to disappear very quickly.
Well, you've been proven right before, and you're certainly right about what was going to happen, so we'll continue to watch. Peter Schiff, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on. Have a good day.
Good luck with your speech today. Sure. All right, we're going to go to break, come back, finish up with your calls on the financial issue, but he's got to go. We'll get your take on it. Sorry I was rushing through the callers. Don't want to sound rude, but we had to do that. And then we've got a bunch of news on what's happening geopolitically, the election, Hillary Clinton.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up and on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence.
All circuits are dead. You know, we told you they were going to start delivering huge armored vehicles to local police departments to fight the Tea Party and the gun owners. Because we had the Army training manuals 7-8 years ago, even before Obama got in. That was going on in government. We told you that the number one enemy would be the gun owners, the patriots, the veterans. That's now public. We told you they were going to try to push forced inoculations. We told you that if you didn't have Obamacare, they'd start taking money out of your bank account or garnishing your wages. That's now starting. We told you basically everything. Remember Matt Drudge 2 years ago said they're going to start taking money out of your bank account and there's going to be a penalty. He was just reading out of the bill. They said Matt Drudge is insane. He's a liar. No, you're liars. And that's what I'm sick of is the bald-faced lying. Ha ha, you're kooks. You say hydrofluorosilicic acid fluoride isn't good for you. Everybody knows it's good for you. Really? The major medical journals, like the American Medical Association, American Dental Association, because the lawsuits in the last 3 years came out and said, okay, under 5-year-olds shouldn't brush with fluoride toothpaste. It causes dental fluorosis and fracturing of the bones in the body. Now the federal government's come out and said, take the fluoride out of the water. Take it out of the pesticide. We're winning. You're losing. Yes, Obamacare had penalties that started kicking in on business owners this year. Next year, they've announced, and the IRS hired 7,000, then another 11,000 agents to carry out Obamacare and start garnishing your wages. Get ready. Get ready. And this was mailed to us by a listener. Tim Frechet brought it into me. It came into the shipping department, into the mail room. Document cam, please. Hillary laughing pen. Ha, 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 ha. Laugh with at Hillary. And I love how it's nonpartisan. It isn't even attacking her. It actually looks like a cross between her and, I guess, kind of like a Rachel Maddow. And you press the button, and then she laughs. That's her when she does that laugh. I mean, she's so witch-like. It's not that she's a corrupt globalist. You guys are going to bring something in? Man, I tell you, she is creepy. We don't sell this at InfoWarsStore.com, but I think we should because it's really important. Shut up. It's really important to denigrate these people because they say, she's a woman, you can't criticize her. I'll criticize anybody I want. The answer to political correctness is to tell them to shut up right back in their face. You want me to shut up? You go ahead and keep spouting all your bull. It's embarrassing. We'll say boy and girl. We'll have separate bathrooms. We'll have private property. We're not taking your vaccines. We're going to label the foods. We're not going to eat your GMO. You're all going to go bankrupt because people are going to start voting with their dollars and not be left or right, but be common sense. Can you guys document cam on her? It's like a blonde-haired Rachel Maddow. It does. Can you imagine having her as president? Let me ask you a question, Anthony Gishard. We're going to give the number out, cover news, and take calls. What do you think is really going on election 2016 with all the players, the different groups that are involved, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton? I think Larry Nichols is right. He said this about 3 weeks ago. And then right after that, it came out in the news that the Obamas are getting, when he said it, I kind of rolled my eyes, but really it's true. They're flushing the toilet on Hillary because they want to be their own new dynasty and stay in control and even run Mrs. Obama or his beard, run Obama's beard for the Senate or something. So it's dynasties fighting with each other like Roman emperors. I kind of love it. It's that separation of powers that's actually keeping us safe because this is an evil dynasty and needs to go down, in my view. I think we're seeing the beginning of the end of Hillary Clinton if we just put the heat to her.
I think just when things get as crazy as possible is when it really comes to fruition, and it's super dynastic. I mean, just listen to that laugh. But imagine this for a minute for dynastic. Imagine Hillary Clinton runs and tries to get Bill as her VP, and then Jeb tries to get George as his VP. And then Biden does something like gets Michelle Obama as his VP.
Or he could get Jenner as his VP.
He could get Jenner. I think Jenner would win by a landslide. I would rather have Caitlyn Jenner as our president than Hillary Clinton.
I would, too.
Easy.
Let's draft Caitlyn Jenner, and then we can get Bradley Manning out. He has a new name. What is it, Buffy Manning? Or
I think it's
Chelsea Manning. I'm serious. I think we should have both of them run.
Jenner 2016. Hashtag Jenner 2016. I'm on it right now. I'm all over it.
It'd be Jenner Manning.
Jenner Manning.
Well, but man is kind of sexist. So Jenner Pink Penguin.
Hashtag Jenner Pink Penguin 2016. That's it. The winning bid is in, guys.
Or Purple Penguin. I'm sorry.
Go home.
I didn't say the right political correct cult word today. I need to. Can you believe how cultic it's getting, how bizarre, when there's the biggest gay lesbian group in the country says ban boy and girl? I mean, this is just fruit level. like their God now, and they go, you will no longer say boy or girl. You will no longer have boy and girls bathrooms. It's just like, who are you people? Bunch of cult leaders.
Well, they say we're unaccepting. I'm pretty accepting. I really don't care what they do at all. It's them not accepting anything else besides their limited scope of what they want.
Yeah, they are the intolerant control freaks.
Here, let's just listen to that.
They are crazy. It's like, we're going to tell them we're banning husband and wife, father and mother, boy and girl. And they'll do what we say. Ah, we're liberal. We rule everything.
I'm going to start laughing like her pretty soon.
What difference does it make?
I like it. And you notice, we're sitting here, we don't care about any of it. We don't care if someone wants to be transsexual, any of it. We're not even...
We don't care if you attack us. We don't care. We're our own people, you scum. We don't want some joker-faced, murdering criminal witch running around getting our guns. Got it? Who's got a bunch of bodyguards? I mean, they have no argument to take our guns. They are a joke. It's time to start calling them, all of them, like Piers Morgan. You're a joke. You're a fraud. You are a scam artist. You're a foreign redcoat. Here to get our guns. Go to Hades.
And then it's something like Matthew McConaughey comes out and says, yeah, I kind of like guns. I don't think they're that bad of a thing. It's like, oh, my.
Major backlash against him and his Buick sponsorship. And he's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, you know how many.
Now it's rumored that Matthew McConaughey will not have his testicles removed. This is racist and sexist.
Cue Hillary laugh. There's so many celebrities and politicians that are against all this, but they can't speak out because of that right there.
Sorry. That kind of gets annoying.
It was annoying the first time. Now I like it. Now I'm addicted to it.
I can, like, sleep next to it.
It's your alarm clock.
Well, no, I should be able to marry this Hillary laughing pin.
You should. No, it's your right. And I should. And if no one else marries it, they're bad. It's not just
exactly. They have to be accepting. Yeah. Now we have to ban any other form of marriage but marrying a Hillary laughing pin.
Yeah.
Because any other type of marriage hurts me, like the name boy or girl.
That would be bigotry if other people don't marry.
Because if you say boys and girls, that hurts people that are purple penguins.
Yeah, that's bad. Biologically, that's not allowed.
Well, now you hear they're banning all flags in school. Because
they should.
Yeah, ban everything.
They should ban schools.
Ban, blow the planet up. Then there'll be no more racism.
That's the only way to solve it. I think they should ban the word racism, actually. Ban everything. Ban the word ban. We can all marry our Hillary Clinton dolls and just listen to her beautiful voice for the rest of our lives. Since
that's actually an idea.
It's a utopia of sorts, isn't it?
I wonder if Rachel Maddow has a Hillary blow-up doll.
I can only imagine. We should ask her. When Caitlyn Jenner is president, that'll be the first question that she asks.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be morning shock jock here. I'm just sick of these cultural tyrants. These people are unbelievably ridiculous and pompous and over the top lecturing everyone, and all these cultureless people brought up on TV are just supposed to accept whatever the new monthly flavor of political correctness is, and I just reject all of you. Do you people realize what jokes you are? I mean, you are... ugh.
No one's buying it. People like this kind of stuff. That's why people are so dying to hear Donald Trump, because he's not going to be completely politically correct. People love this kind of stuff. This is what people want to hear.
No, Donald Trump is arrogant enough that he may just be for real and wants to be president, and now even mainline people are saying, okay, he may be president.
Yeah.
And there's this thing about, oh, he won't get the votes, oh, he's not popular. Now there's all these Hispanic groups that like him. It's just common sense. Hey, I can't come there and get stuff for free. You can't come here. You're hardworking. We'll make the process really easy if you don't have a criminal record and you have something to offer.
Seems like Hispanics love him, actually. Pretty much everyone I talk to loves Donald Trump. They try to push him on me. They're like, hey, we hate illegal immigrants. They're ruining everything for us, and it's true. It's all just common sense. None of this is fanatical. None of this is crazy. It's all just reality, and we're sitting here. Then the media pretends that no one supports.
Take a North African town. Do you think a North African town of 1,000 people, if 2,000 Germans show up homeless with no money and say, take care of me, what would the North Africans do?
They would not lovingly take care of them.
But the Germans, it's like, take 500, take 1,000, take 2,000. And they're just like, now it's, take them in your house. Yeah. And it's like, no! You're a racist. You're a racist. I mean, at a certain point, that will make people go Hitler. which is part of this larger plan, Anthony. I broke this down earlier. We're going to open the phones up, 800-259-9231, on other issues now. We shut down the other calls because it was on economic issues. I apologize, but it had to be done. That's Standard Talk Radio. We're trying to start just applying that so that it's not for an old guest. It's for the new topics. But 800-259-9231. When we come back, Hillary Clinton compares pro-lifers to terrorists. This is how extreme the rhetoric is getting and how desperate they are. No, Hillary, you're the one at the State Department shipping Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. I think that makes you, witch, the terrorist, and you're not laughing now, are you? Everything isn't funny now, is it?
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
By the way, Nico, one of our producers, well, the head producer on the radio side, came in here and said, I know you have Anthony in here. Why is he here? Because they don't really run the show, but they help me when I get off the rails a little bit. And that's probably a good idea to explain why you're here, why I asked you to come in today. DrudgeReport.com ran our story. Video, McDonald's chicken supplier caught stabbing chickens with spikes. And you link to the activist video and the other reports. We're not the progenitor of this report. But Tyson Foods is tweeting at us and responding to this and saying they're firing the subcontractor that did this. So that's good. But we'll talk about this report when we come back in the next segment. But since I was mentioning Hillary Clinton, that is why Anthony's here, with some other consumer news and interesting things that have to be covered. But before we get there, let's cover Hillary Clinton right now, since we were talking about her. That's why I had the pen out, and then I forgot to actually get to the reason I had the pen out, because I got so enamored by her siren song. She's so beautiful. Clinton compares pro-lifers to terrorists. They are dead wrong for 21st century America. We're going forward. And I guess that means with harvesting babies and... Okay, Hillary, but you might as well pay the women a few hundred thousand dollars for the baby parts, because that's what some of these clinics are getting for late-term abortions. So we understand you're a ghoulish promoter and a representative of a organ-harvesting factory farm system. So if you're upset about chickens, can we be a little upset about the humans? Oh, but there's no empathy for humans from PETA because they're Peter Singer run. It's an anti-human, exterminist worldview to take our human empathy and project it onto bunny rabbits, but not onto humans. How about we treat animals well and humans well as well, you witch? But you see us as cattle, don't you? So let's go to this clip.
Extreme views about women, we expect that from some of the terrorist groups.
The chiffon.
We expect that from people who don't want to live in the modern world. But it's a little hard to take coming from Republicans who want to be the President of the United States, yet they espouse out-of-date and out-of-touch policies. They are dead wrong for 21st century America. We're going forward. We're not going back.
She's the future. Everybody else is the past. No, Eddie, you're the past. They ran with Confederate flags for governor every time. Now she wants them banned. These people are nothing but psychopath manipulators. I mean, it's so obvious. She is a monster. She is an absolute gangster. And she wants to play women off against men. And I mean, she is funding Al-Qaeda, now known as ISIS. She ran that operation. We broke that. That's now admitted. Anthony, pop it anytime. I'm here ranting. Though I do kind of like you just sitting over there. It's actually an animatronic... mannequin, this is not real.
It's actually not real. I'm one of those Chuck E. Cheese type robots that can just sit here and kind of listen and nod and agree. And I also do have a purpose. As you said earlier, I do have a purpose. We are going to talk about health business stuff, too.
We are going to do that in the next segment. But right now, another clip. This is a Black Transgendered Lives Matter group chanting Hillary for prison. So, see, I'm getting on the Jenner ticket here.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Let's go and go to that clip. Even the Democrats are chanting it. By the way, I saw a bumper sticker 6 months ago, Hillary Clinton for prison, and I forgot to tell them to make it. Then I said on air a few weeks ago, I want a Hillary Clinton for prison InfoWars shirts. I mean, I don't care. I just want to produce them. I want to have a limited run of Hillary Clinton for prison t-shirts. I know folks are already selling them. Can we turn that around and get that done in the next week? Okay. We're going to come back, get into this health news, and take your calls on the Cashless Society, Donald Trump, Black Lives Matter, Donald Trump. I just opened the phones up. People can call on whatever they want here in this free-for-all Friday afternoon, and they're just calling in on Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. You know, I love how he didn't apologize to the Univision guy, Ramos, who does all these stunts. Ramos is like, how dare you not let everyone in and pay for everything? And Trump's just like, this is ridiculous. You're not going to pay for everything. I mean, it's so, the entitlement is so ridiculous, Anthony. Anthony, can I move into your house and just have you pay for everything for me?
I think that's a great idea. And then you notice on CNN, they were like, how dare Donald Trump do that? Does he understand who he's dealing with? What is wrong with him?
This is the appointed leader of Earth.
Yes, this is.
You know, I'd start liking that anchor if he told people, don't take Gardasil. He acts like he's this Hispanic champion and Robert Rodriguez is. No, they just want the Hispanic market. and they sit there and parasite and suck off of you all day long. They make me sick. I want the human market to go to Alpha Centauri's. Is that clear, Hillary? What does she say to that? I should not have been given this.
This is bad.
Take it out of the studio. Take it away. It made me start acting silly. It's Tim Frugier's fault. Oh, he comes up and gives it to me. It was a gift by a listener. And now look what you've done.
I'm giving.
The truth is, I worship Hillary Clinton. I love her. And Rachel Maddow. I admit it. I'm gay.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, we actually have this song, Breaking the Law, cut to Obama and Hillary breaking the law as one of our intros. So, we might as well play that as the intro to the final segment coming up. But for just a second, crank it up. It's Congress's theme song. Well, the Texas Attorney General has pled not guilty to fraud for telling two people at dinner they ought to invest in something when he was investing in the company himself. This is what they indict you for if you're a conservative that actually fights Obama. Meanwhile, Hillary just openly takes billions of dollars from foreign countries and dictators to then lift bans on weapons to their corrupt nations. open and shut criminal activity. And the reason I'm on a Hillary jag here is that she's been caught red-handed committing a bunch of crimes. And she needs to go to prison. She needs to get in trouble. These are the people that are persecuting libertarians and conservatives all over the U.S. The Republicans don't do this type of political prosecution. I've been doing this 20 years. Nixon did a little bit of it, and they put him out of office. And people went to jail, like his vice president. And good, good, send him to jail. I mean, oh, it makes me sick. And for funding al-Qaeda, send him to jail. Send Hillary to jail. And by the way, the Bushes clearly worked with the bin Ladens at the Carlyle Group. They clearly were involved with Saudi Arabia. They were involved in all this. Send them to jail, too. I mean, it's time to empty out the prisons of political prisoners and put these political people in jail. And believe me, the corruption will stop real fast then. I mean, I've had enough of it. Now, I want to go to Cash and Andrew and Jason and Steve and Adam and others that are patiently holding. Anthony Gucciardi is here in studio with us. But when you've got the Black Lives Matter groups saying Hillary for prison, it shows that they're not fully controlled by the Democrats. The Democrats created Occupy Wall Street. But when they couldn't control it anymore and it got out of their hands, they then had the feds, remember, SWAT team it and shut it down. That was Obama. And it's the same thing here. Black Lives Matter is getting off the plantation, getting off the reservation here. In your gut, Anthony Gucciardi, where do you see all this politically going? Because the awakening that's happening is undoubted. You know, I started screwing around, joking around earlier, because by the third hour sometimes on a Friday, choosing the third hour, I kind of get a little bit goofy. Because it's depressing covering some of this negative stuff. But it's overall positive, because knowing this stuff's going on will bring sunshine to the situation.
I think we're seeing a lot of victories across a number of spectrums in a really tangible way. Now, those Black Lives Matter girls, you said they were also transgender too?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's great. Let them go up against Clinton. That's the best thing, because once you go up against them with this fake political correctness system, it's like, well, what are they going to say?
It turns on itself.
Exactly. I think it's great. All these black transgendered people are awesome if they're going to go against evil things like Hillary Clinton. That's awesome. In the food realm, we are seeing...
What if purple penguins do it?
That's great. I love them too. We're seeing tangible, real results because... As we're going to talk about too.
Yeah, I wanted them to print that off. Did they print off the tweets that Tyson's tweeting back at us? Okay, they're running it in right now. Thank you.
Yeah, I would like to see those.
Let's talk about that first. Get into your McDonald's story and then into all the other news. Go ahead.
Sure. So I saw this yesterday, and the headline on InfoWars is video McDonald's chicken supplier caught stabbing chickens with spikes. Graphic farm abuse uncovered. And when I saw this, it was really, really weird. And I couldn't believe it at first because I read a different article title that was about how they broke their necks by stomping on their heads and stabbed them with spikes. And I'm thinking, why would they even do this? Here's Fox Business. Graphic video shows McDonald's, Tyson supplier stabbing chickens. McDonald's and Tyson Foods are under fire after an undercover video shows factory farmers at one of their suppliers beating chickens with spikes and stepping on their heads to break their necks. It's from an animal rights group. So I looked into this, and it's real, it appears, based on the video. And Tyson Foods and McDonald's dropped the supplier right after it happened. Now, for those of you who are not aware, McDonald's is losing
I don't
want to
see
money.
This. Turn it off.
It's disturbing. We shouldn't look at it. But McDonald's is losing so much money, they stopped reporting how much they're losing every month. That's how bad they are in. And already we have Business Insider and others saying things like, is McDonald's doomed? And McDonald's is losing American customers because people just aren't eating their crap anymore. And I remember, I think it was a year.
That shows voting with our dollars. This is something liberals have done that's good.
Yeah.
The foodies demanding high-quality food, demanding tasty food, all the industrial crap stuff is totally going out of style. And I have to hand it to the actual liberal trendies. They have actually done a really good job culturally. They're one of the main groups that have actually brought us higher quality food, anti-GMO, stuff like that. And so I can hand it to them on that front.
I think it's a humanity issue. None of us want to eat junk in our food, want to eat Roundup in our food, glyphosate-based junk. But here's Tyson Foods' response to you.
By the way, who launched the Clintons? Tyson. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to add that. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, here's their loving response to you. It says, at Real Alex Jones, we do not tolerate animal treatment shown in the video. We're terminating our contract with this farm. So they've been... directly responding to you.
Well, I want to say good job, Tyson Foods. We just simply showed it because there are more humane ways to kill the chickens that are more industrial. And
yeah, I mean, not to mention you don't want to eat chicken that's sitting in its own feces and given antibiotics in the hopes that it'll survive one day longer so it can be killed.
And it was InfoWars and the Food Babe launching the initiative to get them to start phasing out antibiotics chicken that they announced within 2 years it'll be totally phased out. That's good. Then people might actually eat your food. If McDonald's didn't make me feel bad and feel sick when I ate it, I would go there. Because sometimes I'm in the middle of nowhere, that's all there is a McDonald's. At an airport, I just go without.
All they had to do in 5 to 10 years ago, all they had to do was phase out their toxic compounds and put in real food. And they would be big today. People would still go there. If they had organic options and it wasn't total junk, people would still go there. But now, instead, we have things like Indian soybean imports to U.S. jump as shoppers seek organic food. We won't buy GMO junk here, so India and Romania have to import our organic produce from India and Romania. Here's one. Suddenly we like organic corn so much we have to go to Romania to get it. So we're importing organic food because we can't even keep up with the demand in the United States. And meanwhile, they're like, we need to have more GMO farms pop up to feed everybody.
And the farmers are so controlled by Monsanto and Archer Daniels Midland, they're in their own bubble, a lot of them, not even knowing that there's this huge market and demand for non-GMO.
And then you think about it this way, too. As I said, we're importing organic soybeans from India. India is where a farmer suicide happens on average every 30 minutes. A lot of it's tied into Monsanto having contracts with them and then the farmers killing themselves because they go into financial ruin, according to a lot of sources.
And they kill themselves by drinking the pesticide.
Yes, exactly, in a very darkly poetic way. And then we have Oregon County has completely banned GMOs, the growing of GMO crops, and they've said if Monsanto and others don't get their crops out of there, they're going to destroy them. So, I mean, people are taking action. Things are really happening in a tangible, concrete way that is victory. And it reminds me also, I mean, 3 years ago, we talked about how McDonald's is on the way out, junk food is on the way out, people are eating real organic
super. Let's find the videos where we were right again. And we're not bragging, we're just letting you know, we really know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, we do research. When we have meetings here at the office or we go out to dinner with the crew, we're talking about these issues. We're passionate. You go hang around with the anchors from ABC, NBC, CBS, I've done it. I mean, nightly news anchors. They're all about, oh, we know a lot of this stuff's true, Alex, big deal, it's all just life. And they're talking about women. I mean, they're just mercenaries, folks. We're not mercenaries. We 100% believe this.
Yeah.
We foam at the mouth for freedom.
Well, that's why these products at InfoWarsLife.com are created.
Yeah, let's do a plug, because I was already about to do this during the break. I already put my super male vitality in there.
This falls in line with all of this. Mm. It's all about super high-quality organic products that matter instead of producing.
Tell them about this article, because I'm about to put some of the secret 12 methylcobalamin vitamin B12 from InfoWarsLife.com in this water. And then you're supposed to take it sublingually to get the full effect. I just drink it like it's Sody Pop or Coke. and then I mix in the X2 nascent iodine, all of it in there together into a cocktail. I know some folks are actually putting this into their mixed drinks, but I don't really do
that. Yeah, I put it in my protein shake every morning. I have every single product into the protein.
And then there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, it is dynamite to mix these three things together. And then you just drink it down, and I tell you, the energy I get. I used to have coffee about this time of day. Now I just have this, and I tell you, it gives me more energy, clean energy, super male X2, and the vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, than the Coke would. Or having something like a tea or a coffee.
Yeah, I've probably had 2 cups of coffee in the last 6 to 8 months.
I used to either have a Coca-Cola, even though I know it's fattening and bad, or I would have a coffee, or I'd have a tea.
Yeah.
Very rarely do I do that anymore.
Well, it's the methylcobalamin and the adenosylcobalamin. The methylcobalamin is the pharmaceutical-grade, medical-grade stuff that people actually inject in their bodies. Obviously, you don't inject this. But then the adenosylcobalamin is super bioavailable. So we pick the 2 most bioavailable sources. Because you go to, like, a pharmacy, you can get methylcobalamin sometimes. It's super expensive. Sometimes it's like $100. But the adenosylcobalamin, I can't find that anywhere else. So this is the 2 most bioactive, bioavailable forms.
We went to the chemist and said, what is the most organic, what is the most organically produced, and what fuses it together and allows your body to uptake it? And so it's 80% methylcobalamin, and explain the other, that's 20%.
Adenosylcobalamin. So they're both bioactive forms. And I went online today, by the way, looking at other stuff, and I couldn't just help. but have B12 pop up on Google News over and over again. So I'm going to go through a couple of them. Dr. Oz did a whole segment on End Your Energy Crisis with Vitamin B12. He has this like five-page long report about B12 deficiency, lack of energy, mood changes, difficulty concentrating, tingling, numbness, inflammation, cracked tongue, and how he thinks B12 is one of the best ways to fix all that. Five ways B12 helps joint pain and arthritis sufferers. This is from Newsmax, and it goes into arthritis, everything like that. We're not making claims here, but this is some of the news going on. And then I wanted to read two reviews that really stood out on B12, because we try to highlight a lot of
this
the reviews.
This is for Secret 12, our variety of B12 that we believe is the best available.
Yes, this is the methylcobalamin meets the adenosylcobalamin at InfoWarsLife.com. And this is from Citizen 1984. And it says, as a postman, I regularly walk 10 miles a day. Before using Secret 12, I would rely heavily on energy shots to get me through my week. Secret 12 has changed all that for me. It provided sustained energy throughout the entire day without any jitters. I will definitely be purchasing more and recommending it to my family, friends, and coworkers. And
you take one dropper under the tongue or drink it in water like I do, then it isn't as effective, but that's just how I do it because I like the flavor. I like to enjoy it, and my kids take it and think it's sugar. There's no sugar in it. Real vitamin B12 tastes sweet.
Yeah.
But unlike anything sweet you've ever tasted. And again, I went to a medical doctor a year ago to have my blood tested, everything checked. I had low blood pressure. Overall, I had a little bit high blood sugar. It wasn't pre-diabetic. It was pre-pre. Mm-hmm. Like getting into that range, now it's gone back down. And I got the injections of methylcobalamin right as we were developing this and getting ready. And it's just amazing the energy that gives you. This gives me the same effect as injectable vitamin B12 to where I haven't even renewed my prescription because I don't like needles.
Yeah.
You know, they're tiny. I just drink it now, and it works just as good. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, the injectables are great. I've tried that before. The doctor always, I mean, he's just insane, just jabs it in there, and it always is super painful. I like to just take this Secret 12 instead. And I do have another review, too. This is from InfoWarsLife.com. This is by far the best vitamin B supplement I have ever tried. My mood and metabolism improve markedly when I take it. In my opinion, this, Winter Sun, and Survival Shield X2 are the holy trinity for health supplements on a daily regimen. I have tried many products, many different supplements and combos thereof in the past, and these are the only products that truly deliver what they claim to. It's true.
And see, folks, notice how we're into all sorts of weird stuff and how we research everything. I wanted to come out with the most game-changing, hardcore stuff out there. And that's what we've done. That's why it's taken us 3+ years to come out with a handful of products, because we've probably got, 10 different products in development that we just can't put out because we can't put it out perfectly. And all our competitors are putting out stuff that's pretty good but not perfect or really bad.
Yeah.
And then I'm just, sitting here going, do we just put out something that isn't perfect? Because it's better than nothing.
And you always,
are we too good?
But then we always end up putting out something that's perfect every time. It's always like, well, it'll take 6 months to do it, but this is so much better, and we just have to do it. This is what we have to do.
But then we can't keep it in stock because it's so hard to manufacture because you can't get absolutely perfect clean. I mean, we've got the lab studies. They're on InfoWarsLife.com from the biggest firms out there, and they call us and they go, it's one thing to have one deal that's above California standards, non-detectable, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got 10 ingredients, they're all clean. They say this is like Twilight Zone. I mean, we've had them say that. This is Twilight Zone, the ingredients that we pay for that are then put together at these laboratories.
I actually remember the chemist said, I'm freaked out. He was freaked out because it was so clean. He didn't even understand how it could possibly be done. But it's because we're neurotic about it and obsessive about it and crazy about it.
Well, let's just say Group, even though we use two other manufacturers, Group got involved with us from the beginning and he's neurotic.
Yes.
I mean, he's really obsessed. We had to go with other people because sometimes he just couldn't even find the stuff that we needed.
Mm-hmm.
For some of the products. He makes most of the products.
Yes. And he always looks at them and makes sure they're good and everything like that. But
he triple tests them after they've already been tested by the companies.
And then we...
Plus, we know we have enemies that are out to get us that are testing our stuff. We have all our batches saved in a big safe. For anybody that ever tries to do a fake test and claim something, we have you. Just know that. Because we know we have enemies, we go to an even higher level of testing.
Independent third party.
Because no weapon against us shall prosper. You see, we use the attacks to make us even stronger. Thank you. It's like training at altitude, it basically being under attack all the time. I've gotten where I enjoy it. It makes my life fun. I like it, don't you?
Not being attacked by 10,000 people a day is like walking around after being on the Himalayas for a couple of years, and you go down to the town, and you're like, wow, this feels amazing. but you're kind of used to it. You kind of like the altitude. You kind of like the pressure of it.
I'm sorry. InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com. And the silver, I'm not going to allow it to sell out. It'll be months till we get more colloidal silver in if I keep this special up. So we're going to stop it now so that we have enough to keep supplying folks the regular price over the next 2 months or so. So that'll end sometime today, maybe tomorrow, whenever we pull it. 30% off a bottle of Silver Bullet colloidal silver. Or get two bottles, get two free. That's 50% off, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And what I do is I'll plug once an hour for 5 minutes or so. Most talk show hosts plug coming into a break, coming out of a break. And then they plug in the middle, and I get it. Radio is in trouble. The whole economy's in trouble. Advertising's in trouble with our great, glorious New World Order leader under Cloward and Piven. We just do... You know, actually less advertising than most people, but I want to thank you all for your support. You make it all possible. And I also want to thank our AM and FM affiliates. It is essential that you spread the word about all these affiliates. It is essential that you call them and thank them for carrying the show. It is essential that you do things like call them and become a sponsor or pay to put a billboard up plugging their station. That won't save the world, but all of us together will. And finally, we lost Orlando affiliate for about a year because ESPN came in and you know they had to make money and offered them so much they did it. But then they found the ratings and things went down, so they picked us back up. We have Corpus Christi had us on for like 5-6 years. ESPN again came in. That's gone. They're putting us back on. So what happens is even affiliates that leave us come back. So we're gaining more stations. It's up like 185 right now. And I want to salute and thank all those affiliates. But, folks, put $50 in an envelope, mail it to them. Because we need to not just have our station survive, but thrive and pray for them.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it. We see the earth now. You got it. We see the earth. You got it.
This is the most transparent administration in history, and you know, I can document how that is the case.
American journalists at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous.
I've got a pen, and I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. We acted within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That is a powerful intro brought to you by Infowars.com. Hey, good news. Good news in a big way. Anthony Gucciardi and Joe Biggs are going to host an entire fourth hour of the show, not just 30 minutes. Huh. We're kicking this off very soon where every day the fourth hour will be live, but magazine style. And a couple days a week, I'll be there. Special reports are going to get aired there. We're going to have Anthony in, Jakari Jackson, Darren McBreen is going to do a great job hosting live. We're going to have them all in here hosting live. Every day in the fourth hour, it's going to be like a post-game show. But the newest stuff breaking, what's coming up on the nightly news, because we're going to TV syndication starting in just about a month. In fact, we're already up on the satellite. I haven't really announced all that yet. And I want to bring that fourth hour back. I've already got a contract to pay for the closed captioning for 5 hours a day, 4 hours of radio TV with the Alex Jones Live, InfoWars Live, whatever you want to call it, the daytime show, and then the nightly news is 1 hour. So we're doing it. I'm getting everybody used to it today with kind of like snap war drills. I'm just like, you know what, Gucciardi? Biggs just got back off a plane. David Knight's going on vacation for a week. Well-deserved. So both these guys are going to be in here taking your phone calls and more. But right now, speaking of our article at DrudgeReport.com, Financial Times calls for abolishing cash. Well, that doesn't mean Johnny Cash songs. But you're on the air, Mr. Cash, calling from Missouri. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I've got a question and two statements if you have time.
Yes, sir.
The question is, the government, CIA, is the biggest drug dealer, and it uses it to fund the black budget. Well, if the drug dealers don't take credit cards, so if they abolish cash, that would kill their cash cow. And how are the big banks going to launder the drug cash if there is no cash?
I've always said that. Why would the big five banks, it was six, be trying to ban cash or restrict cash everywhere when they launder, let's be conservative, the CIA Inspector General said $300 billion a year in 97. Now it's about $500 billion a year just in North America alone. I've thought about that so much it makes my head spin. It's just like when they bring in driverless cars, how are they going to make money on insurance? Well, as they phase humans out driving, they're just going to jack it up on us and then have some type of safety fee. You know, the driverless cars are still going to be having crashes and having problems and having malfunctions, or it'll go to some innovation fee. I mean, believe me, they got ways to screw us over. And I believe they're just going to quasi-outlaw cash but still have that operating and still have debit cards. But the big banks are so above the law now, they're getting to a point where they'll just take credit cards and let drug dealers operate openly, and then they'll selectively not get in trouble. I mean, the big banks already launder the drug money and don't get in trouble. So I think that's what's happening. Let me ask you this question. What do you think? How do you think they're going to do that, Cash?
Well, I'm not real sure, but I think when you talk about driverless cars, I think there's another.
Stay there, Cash. You held a long time. I want to give you some time straight ahead. Back in 70 seconds. Some stations don't carry the fourth hour because I quit doing it for a while, but it's back. If not, tune into your same station and support them. We'll be back for folks at InfoWars.com. Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for...